Good morning, Gloucester. This is Joey Shimataro with another Gloucester cast. I'm very excited for our guest today. The news is huge for our community. The best writer in town has just decided to start his own, do you call it a blog? It's on WordPress.
Yeah, we're calling it a blog.
We're calling it a blog. The Clam.
The Clam. God have mercy on our souls. We've done it. Yes.
The Clam is a lot. This you talk about Gloucester stuff, no holds barred, from the mind of James Dowd. Let's put it. I just want to explain who James Dowd is a little bit. You work. You're a commuter into Boston. You occasionally submit your rants to Gloucester, to Good Morning Gloucester. One had to do with your beloved Madeline was stolen.
We're gonna spill one. Joey's gonna spill coffee here in the room for Madeline.
Your dead homies.
Yep.
Madeline was.
Moña till I join you.
There was a.
She's a bike, by the way, just so in case people are worried that was an actual person.
She was a bike. She was an ugly bike.
She was ugly. Look. In the eye of the beholder, dude.
Well, you said make it look ugly when you went to Big Mike, right? And you said make it ugly, right?
Yep, that's it. No one steals an ugly bike, but I loved it.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, we're gonna backtrack a little bit because I think the topic is interesting. Like, you are a bike person. You're an urban biker.
Yes.
Okay, that's how would you describe one of your many faces as an urban biker?
Utility cyclist. I'm not one of the, I don't own any spandex. My package is not visible. But I try to use my bike to get places. I do it in Boston and I do it in Gloucester as much as I can.
Now, the bike that you had assembled, because maybe there's more than one reason, but you put together this bike out of different parts, but they were all like, if you looked at the bike as an outsider that doesn't know anything about bikes, you say, Jesus, what a piece of crap. But in reality, the parts that made up the sum of this bike were all like very, like good parts, bike parts. As opposed to a Walmart bike that you buy for $75, this bike was built to, why don't you explain?
Yeah, it was a specialized, and we've done this a couple of times, but it was a specialized, but it had good components, it had good stuff on it, and actually sprayed like Rust-Oleum on there to make it look crappy. When you do all this stuff as somebody who's leaves your bike at the train station all day, you gotta smell it for whiz when you actually unlock it at the end of the day because somebody may have decided that here's a good place to let it go anyway. So you gotta leave your bike there. This was a crappy looking bike. It really looked terrible, but it had some really good parts. It rode great. It was terrific. And I showed up after a long day of like just nightmare work and nothing. It was locked up. People are like, maybe you should have locked it. Yeah, thanks.
But bolt cutters.
Bolt cutters. And then it's great that they put a store that sells bolt cutters right next to the train station bike rack. I'm thrilled about that.
It's true, right?
I walked in there, I'm like, anyone buy any bolt cutters? The guys are like, oh, I don't really work here very much. All right, thanks. we're off tangent.
We're off tangent, but that's all right. That's all right. But you started this blog, this website called The Clam. I've read not everything yet because there's a lot there. And your post, as opposed to Good Morning Gloucester, where we post 20 posts a day that, could be a picture and a caption, your posts are, for the most part, very detailed. And there's a lot of heart and soul that goes into your writing. Now,
I want to say this is with KT Toomey. Kathleen Toomey is the other partner in this thing, who is the other partner at Big Mike's Bikes. It's Big Mike, her husband.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know who that was when you mentioned her name.
Yeah. So it's Big Mike's her husband, and she and I are just like similarly funny online. Like I think we've been in a room together like three times ever, but we're always talking to each other online.
Funny.
And so we just said, let's do this, because we start like commenting on things online and stuff, and we sort of ping off each other back and forth, and people have been encouraging us to do this. Yeah.
Yeah. So. You are there's been a void, and we'll talk about the Gloucester Times. Obviously, people should know by now. Went to a paywall. You're not as big of a fan of that. I personally think that that communities need local newspapers that can do responsible reporting.
And I agree with that.
Right. You don't have to listen. You don't have to be. You can let it. You can.
Yeah.
You don't hold back on your side.
Right.
I as a business person, don't take. I can't be. I can't take. I don't take shots at other businesses.
Understood.
That's and you as a citizen without a local business can take the reins off a little bit.
So first of all, I believe that the thing about journalism, and I'm not a journalist, never been a journalist, but H.L. Mencken is this famous journalist guy from back that he wrote Hurt the Wind and all, or who's part of that whole thing back in the Scopes Monkey Trial and stuff. And he was this famous sarcastic guy, so sort of one of my life heroes. And he said this thing, which I don't have a tattoo, but if I was going to get one of those gang tattoos with the weird cursive on my body, it would say this. It would say, all we are here to do in life is to afflict the comfortable and comfort the afflicted.
There you go.
That's what we're trying to do. And mm-hmm. so the Gloucester Daily Times, which has been a great paper for a long time, but it has, I don't know, without another voice in town, without people pushing and needling, and I think about Jon Stewart's role in our media in general, he keeps those guys honest. He pushes them, or not that they're honest, but he needles them, he pushes them, because let's face it, there is some crazy stuff here. And I will take the Gloucester Times to task on a couple of things, which I think are necessary, because, first of all, the paywall that they put up is $15 a month. That's what the Wall Street Journal charges. $15 a month is what business people making multi-billion dollar decisions on gigantic industries pay to get a company that has 2,000 reporters in 51 bureaus in 80 countries. That's what $15 a month gets you. In Gloucester, they can't even get somebody to the Mad Hop Ball. So $15 a month seems a little bit extreme to me for the product that's coming out there. The other thing is, the thing that I think has become very difficult for me reading the Gloucester Times, and it makes me frustrated, is the lack of math. And it's tough. Math rules the world. And when someone tells me that, this is just the Fuller thing pushed me over the edge. When people keep saying, I think in the Gloucester Daily Times,
you're squinting right now. You're in pain right now.
I'm sorry.
The angst.
I'm going to pass a kidney stone during this podcast. It'll be historical. They kept saying we need to use Fuller over and over. People kept saying we got to use the Fuller School. Oh, the Fuller School. And this was a hobby horse that the Gloucester Daily Times decided to get on. It was an editorial decision to say we should be using Fuller School, and never produced a single figure or number as to what that would cost. And when the report came out and said it would cost $14 million, I'm going to put in my pinky. Joe will attest to this. My corner of my mouth. $14 million just to make that a temporary school, a temporary solution. For moving kids from West Parish, and because of the way the school was constructed, and there was a whole huge architect's report about that, and no one has said, is that a valuable use of money? And the answer is, it's not. It's not. You can put a freaking Camaro in space for $14 million. I mean, there's no $14 million? We could use it for future school moves. Yeah, we could, but, that's still, we might want to do other things with that property. So the thing is that somebody who's paid in license did an evaluation. They determined that it was too much money. They came with a number, $14 million. Analysis over, right? For some reason, we're not seeing these numbers. We're not seeing this. In fact, when those numbers finally came out, the Gloucester Daily Times said, they seem suspect. What? They do? Really? Are there engineers now on this case? I mean, this is so this is the thing that just, as Joe said, it put me over the edge. And I've been saying this to people, and I've been saying it on message boards, and I have to say it in coffee shops and in bars, and I'm sick. I'm sick, Joe. I'm sick in my soul of having to say this stuff over and over and over again at, cocktail parties on the edge of soccer fields, and I'm just writing it down now, and I'm swearing when I'm doing it.
And you're swearing when you're doing it.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I loved your writing. I think I've written it ad nauseum. I scream it from the rooftops. I think that you're the best writer in town. And I appreciate the sarcasm, the humor, and the edginess. You know, with Good Morning Gloucester, it's so widely read now that, I'm at a place where, if I, some people want me to be completely edgy all the time. Some people want me to be passive all the time and just, everything is rainbows and butterflies. So do you, you use swear words in your things. Not that's not a huge deal. To me, it's not a huge deal. But do you feel that you may, like, you're starting out, right?
Right.
You have X amount of readers, and this thing is going to, there is no doubt in my mind, it's going to grow, it's going to blow up, it's going to be an absolute monster in this town.
Should I get like tires that are unpunchable? Is that like a tires that can't be slashed?
Well, that's where I'm going with this. I'm like, do you, like you, when you write, as you put it all out there, I've read your posts, you are taking hardline stances and these are my views, and I'm not saying that I absolutely believe that you should put your views out like this, but I am saying, have you thought about the repercussions of that?
I have. Yeah, no, this is a good point. And what I've decided is that, and like this is the choice, right? You have to make this between rainbows and butterflies, which is great and which is needed, right? I mean, we all need rainbows and butterflies and we all need that stuff. But the other side of it is, to what extent is that preventing us from actually saying the truth? And from actually, and because if there aren't places, there aren't voices that are people who are willing to say no, mm-hmm. who are willing to say this. And I want this to be absolutely perfectly clear. I am a sarcastic person. I believe in and one of the reasons why I think that that Gloucester will be always my permanent home, you know, and unable to actually ever live anywhere else, is because it's a place. It's a little bit familial. There's a difference between, like, people you don't know. I work in Boston every day, and people I barely know. I know people I really know well, but, like, you all the time, it's this hyper-politeness. Hey, man, how's it going? Oh. You lost about...
No, the handshake is like this.
It was so cool that we lost, $35 million on that contract. Yeah, I'm sorry about that, man. That was bad. And, like, sort of this reality when we should be stabbing each other in the chest, right? Gloucester is a little more familial. It's a family. Gloucester's a family, right? So it's like, there's people in your family who just drive you crazy, but they're still family, right? Mm. And, like, you know, there's people, there's a loud uncle at the table, you know, who's got opinions and stuff, but they're still family. So what I hope to be is somebody who's an opinionated family member, but is still a member of the family. And you may be pissed off at me. You may not like what I have to say. I am not mad at any particular people. I am mad at ideas that are not being tested and challenged and that don't make sense. But, you know, people have all kinds of bad ideas. I have tons of bad ideas. Ask me about the time I actually tried to blow out my plumbing with an air ram and I actually blew hair and toothpaste all over my wife. That was a bad idea. I did it. I take responsibility for it. People told me I was an idiot. My wife told me I was an idiot. But that's what it is. I've been through a bunch of issues in this town. There are only a very, very, very narrow sliver of people who take it personally and who, when their ideas are challenged, can't handle it. You can challenge my ideas. Absolutely challenge my ideas. We're not going to post people's challenges and, like, asshole stuff in the comments of the blog, because I feel like comment sections turn into these hell swamps. I don't want to see that. If you have problems with it, submit your own long-form writing. You know, start your own blog, whatever you want to do. But that's the thing. So, does that answer the question?
Well, I find it honorable. I just... You know, through my experience, I foresee, you know, as thick-skinned as anybody can be, right? Like, when you're doing what, you know, it's really a service, you know what I mean? And stuff like that. And it feeds your soul, and you get so many rewards that way. But, like, I'll give you an example. Like, you know, I'll do a post and stuff like that, and I could get, you know, on average, I get probably 15 to 20 thank yous a day, right? I get probably one good slam a week, and that's the one I carry around with me all week. You know what I mean? That's the one I carry around, and I can see that they're completely unjustified.
Yep.
And as long as they don't take it to a ridiculous extreme, I let those comments through.
Right.
But when they're completely, you know, off base, I don't, or too personal, you know, then so I just wonder, you know, I hope you don't, like, I don't want you to change your writing style and stuff like that. I just, I'll tell you, my progression through Good Morning Gloucester has been write whatever, whenever, swear, you know, not just for the sake of swearing, you know, sometimes in my normal thing, you know, we swear, and this is a very personal blog, just as the clam is a very personal endeavor. So, you know, after a while, you know, Good Morning Gloucester, and now that we've taken on all these contributors that are, you know, way, you know, some of really soft, some of pretty hard, like Polly Walnuts, and then you know, whatever. But I just trying to put, I hope you never lose that edge and never succumb to the people that, like, once you get popular, and, you know, right. you're already popular, but once you have all these statistics and stuff like this backing you up, that use it, so don't feel like you have to placate everyone. Because I get that I feel that pressure on Good Morning Gloucester, and I tell you, it's just not fun.
No, I understand. No, it makes a ton of sense. And thanks for the heads up. I mean, it's fun to be starting something new and to, like, and you know, we've had some. I mean, one of the funniest things we had, where we did this piece on, it was an advice column. Check it out on the blog, which I'm sure will be linked through the podcast. But it was this thing about how Howard Blackburn. It was an advice column from Howard Blackburn. We decided to do an advice column from different Gloucester historical figures. And basically the idea was to be people giving their day-to-day problems, you know, like the little problems that people have, you know, what are first world problems, like, you know, my neighbor scratched my car and I think it was him. And you get a response from the hard asses of Gloucester's past, yeah. right? You know, so Howard Blackburn is like, oh yes, I too have hungered. I have hungered for 5 days at sea when my dory mate died. You know, like, that's the kind of the idea, you know, like, that we're like, you know, somebody ate my sandwich and he's, you know, he's freezing to death. So we did this whole thing, and we thought it was really funny. We were, like, online. We were our little chat windows up, and we're just all, you know, a couple of people we showed it to were all laughing. And we posted it. We think it's the funniest thing ever. And we get this response, which is like, Howard Blackburn was not married to Ann Landers?
You don't understand. This may be something that you don't understand, but there is a huge percentage of people that cannot comprehend sarcasm or irony whatsoever, and there's nothing you're going to be able to do ad nauseum, unless you when you have to explain the joke, all of a sudden it doesn't become funny. Like, I every single time that I write something, like, you know, totally ironic, like one time I wrote about, you know, these people that, like, they in Cambridge they wanted to outlaw the 64 ounce Slurpee, and I says, well, you know, this is they should not only not outlaw this, but they should actually hand these people like 4 Kit Kat bars and a, you know, to, like,
sure.
help them get further along to where they want to end up being. And right. people are like, you are just such a jerk, this, that, the other thing. And I'm like, come on, you know, like, whatever.
I thought one of the greatest things that happened to Good Morning Gloucester, which I followed this, and I felt where it was like, you're trying to make people laugh, you're trying to, like, take a point of view and tell a joke and stuff. And the Buddhist thing, which I know you don't want to bring up, but, like, I thought that, you know, they threw the lobster back, and you guys pretended to recatch them.
The most.
And you know who got the joke? The Buddhists.
The Buddhists.
The Buddhists.
The Buddhists were the writing in, saying this is hilarious and everything else. You know, namaste, the whole thing. The people that outside of the, you know, that want to be offended by everything were losing their shit.
Yeah.
But the Buddhists themselves right. were like, this is hilarious. You
got,
know?
People being offended for Buddhists. We got people being offended for the ghost of Howard Blackburn. Yeah. You know, I'm sorry, Howard.
Yes,
you know,
right?
Yeah. You know, Howard's, like, giving me the middle finger right now. At least I think he is. Because you never count with him.
You never. So the Times went to the paywall.
Yeah.
Were you a regular online reader of the Times?
I was. My first. This is funny because as of recently, it's totally thrown me off. Right. And you know, since we're talking about offending people, let's do it. I get up, I go downstairs, I sit on the John, I open up the phone. I mean, we all do it.
Yeah.
Let's face it, we all do it.
Absolutely.
I go to Peter Lavasco first, right? Since he's been doing the thing on Good Morning Gloucester,
yeah.
He's the only weather that I care about. So
yeah.
I go to him first.
Yeah.
Then I scan on over to the Gloucester Daily Times. I used to, right? And then I would just see what the hell was going on and get my rage going, and then I'd go out and make coffee. But that was my morning ritual. It's thrown off, completely thrown off now. Hell, you know, at least I still got Peter. When he goes to a paywall, I'm going to come kick his ass.
There you go, right? Well, I'm curious. Like, we're never going to see the numbers.
No,
we're never going to see the numbers. But I am curious how many people have said, I'm not going to go there because I got my 5 clicks per month or whatever, or I have my 10 clicks per month, and now I can't, you know, I don't want to use these up. So, I can't even begin to imagine how much the numbers have fallen off.
I think that's good. Well, first, I want to back up a little bit. I think it has given people a real sense and understanding of what it's like to be a commercial fisherman. No, should I use this day or should I not use this day? You know, there's a picture of my kids. I don't want to waste it. So that's one thing. I think that, you know, of course, everyone's trying to find ways around it. God, I should do it from work. Let me go onto someone else's computer and that kind of stuff. That's been kind of funny to watch. I think, sadly, what will end up happening is that people will just go to other news sources, or they will just kind of drift away from it. So if there's an important story, people will go there, and they'll start using it in... It's like Saturday Night Live. Do you watch Saturday Night Live? No. No one watches Saturday Night Live. Everyone watches the clips the next day. Right? You see what the one funny thing that happened. So I think a lot of it will be the regular readers will drop off. And that's the point. So people will use it, and it'll say a point-by-point thing, like you do with Saturday Night Live. I watch the one funny thing, or I watch the Justin Timberlake thing, but I don't actually watch it all the way through. And that's bad for advertising. I mean, that is a commercial business that relies on advertising. If people are just pulling it point-to-point, as Joe and I both know, who people who look at traffic numbers, that's going to hurt their traffic. And I don't know what their percentage of web advertising is. It's probably small. It's a tough business. It's really... I know I got sympathy. It's a tough, tough business. And you have all these dedicated amateurs running around nipping at your heels, but I can't imagine that there's a ton of people who are going to sign up at $15 a month, and it may just go back to the physical paper with the website sort of as an addendum to that. And the problem I have with that, and the thing that sort of gets me again, you know, Joe's looking at me, he's reaching around to see if he's got some aspirin he can give me so I shouldn't have a heart attack in his office, but is that there is a particular audience for a physical paper. That audience is older, it's whiter, it's people who tend to be fixed in their views. And I'm not saying that's everyone who reads a physical paper, I'm just saying that is the audience. And if the audience of the paper doesn't change and grow with the demographics of the town to target younger people to get, and this is part of, back to your point about swearing and using foul language, that's what people are used to now. That's what how people talk to each other, that's what sort of, you know, Stewart has done, and John Oliver and all those guys, they speak in a far more sort of, you know, flippant sometimes, but certainly more conversational tone. If you can't develop that and you can't put together an audience like that, then you're going to just age out with your audience. And then meanwhile, you're going to have to cover things in a way that they care about. Because they're getting the same, they're probably getting 90 times more stuff that you're getting, Joe, you know, about, oh, you didn't cover this or you didn't talk about that, and clouds. It's clouds.
Yeah,
shaking my cane. I mean, I don't mean to. No, look, I don't say that's unkind in a lot of ways, but it is a problem.
I think it's a problem because I'm sure that the Clam is gonna pick up some of the slack. Now people see the problem is like people. As much as I respect your views and like you know my views are my views and the Cape people on Cape crazy people on Cape Ann Online their views are their views. You know this is. I really feel like there is value in having supposedly, you know, and I think that these people do try. I think these journalists that come out of BU or whatever, wherever they're hiring these kids from to start working at the Times, they're trying to do fair and balanced reporting.
Absolutely.
What I mean? And like...
Stop for a second. Let me just give full on credit to everybody who's a journalist. You know, Ray Lamont, all the people that worked with him. It's a tough business. It's really hard. It's a really hard place. I get it. I totally get it. Mm-hmm. Full credit given. Thank you. Go on, Joe.
Yeah, no. So, but for the population though, like we have like people need to like politicians, like just because our blog gets so many views, right? Should my view be the prevail? You know what I mean? The thought that goes out to everybody, and you know the influence that we have. You know, like I would, like I think for the general good, a fair and balanced, you know, right. Reporting system is better for a small community.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And, like, I don't know, my feeling about the Gloucester Daily Times is my feeling about some other big organizations in town that the models are broken.
Yeah.
And they're trying, they're scrambling and they're doing, but I almost feel like everything there has to be completely broken down and built up from a different foundation than working off of that website that they were working off of.
Is this live?
No.
Are we live? Because I'm actually going to get out and find my car tires actually slashed out in the parking lot of the dock here, all right? Because I'm going to say something that's probably going to get me completely slammed here. But I agree with you. I agree with exactly what you said. There may be a need for some kind of municipally/publicly funded information source like they do in European countries. And I'm not saying this is going to happen tomorrow or whatever, but the Great Britain has the BBC, and that's their, and it's, you know, it's just, it's not Pravda, it's not this independent journalism, it's all this kind of stuff, but they understand the need for a pervasive, unbiased news source that kind of toes the middle line. And that is the, every single, you know, all these countries do that. It is not, it's something that's antithetical to the United States. We don't like that. That's, we don't like any public solutions at all. And I myself always, one of the pieces on my blog is about the dog situation, which I'm sure is going to get me shot in the back of the head, because the dog, once you get the dog people crazy, it's all over.
Oh, forget it. Yeah.
Forget about it. Yeah. Yeah. So the leash laws. But the idea that we can find a public solution to that problem is not the case. We're never going to find a public solution to that problem. But in terms of news and journalism, there may be a way to create public spaces, public report, some kind of public solution to that. But that's way down the road. Way down the road. We're talking like decade from now, if anything. Mm-hmm. And until then, we've got to figure out how to get as many voices out there as we can. Things like the patch. I mean, like Salem's patch collapsed.
Yeah, the Hamilton-Weinman pass collapsed. Yeah, yeah.
Right. I mean, that seemed like a fair. I thought that was the model. That's what
I thought so too.
Yeah.
When I saw the guy of Hamilton, small little town. This guy was pumping out 10 pieces a day, and it was incredible. The guy got paid. I think they made like $50,000 a year.
Yeah. No. That was.
But like it collapsed. You know what I mean? It wasn't sustainable. And I found that unfortunate because they were working hard there. You know.
The Salem one too. I knew somebody who was doing some great writing on this. It was really, really funny stuff. That was great. Like this, and it just couldn't keep it up. I mean, the business model wasn't there.
Yeah. I think it's tough to. I mean, and then could you imagine being a reporter? Now look, you as the editor, you and KT as the editors of The Clam, right? You get to pick and choose exactly what you want to talk about, stuff that you're passionate about, and you can pour all that love and hatred or whatever it is,
right,
all that energy into that piece that you're writing. Could you imagine being a journalist and your editor says to you, yeah, we have a tax classification meeting down, you know, and most of these people, a lot of these people don't even live in these cities where they're being hired from. So could you imagine you're living in Topsfield and your editor says you have to go down to City Hall tonight at 7:00 and cover this tax classification meeting that's going to go for 3 freaking hours that you have no vested interest in.
And all this backstory and history of like everything that's different happened because, you know, parcel 476C, remember how 29 years ago that actually got recategorized as 476D? Remember that? Well, we're not doing that again. I want to go back through that incident. Oh, God, kill me. I mean, I would like throw myself
suicidal,
off.
Right?
Yeah.
But that's why like these people need to get paid. That's why these people need to get paid. And if the advertising isn't working because the website, Jesus, every time you clicked on the website is trying to reload 7 different pages. And if anybody knows they think that we're idiots, but I mean, it's just, they're reloading pages so that they can say that they're more getting more hits and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like all these pop-ups you get when you click on a story in the Gloss of the Daily Times. It's embarrassing.
It's a little embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. You know what I mean? Like, we're not all idiots. You know what I mean?
No,
like, I imagine most people, probably 70% of the people don't even get what they're doing there.
No, I know. And it's exactly. That's the web thing. But it's, again, you know, they're trying to squeak. They're trying to squeak anything they can out of this deal, which was funny. They're going to like a $15 a month paywall. And I'm like, you're still going to keep Newsmax on there? You're still going to keep like the weird pop up that comes in the sort of.
No, but I think that I'm going to confess, I haven't seen it. Some people said that though, that it's actually just it's you click on it and it's actually like a newspaper.
It's actually clean, yeah.
Yeah,
good. Well, that's
clean.
Good. I mean, maybe, I don't know, I mean, like, you know, there's also another point that we as consumers are going to have to start paying for stuff. I mean, like we have been but the problem is once you've gone to free, this is just a business thing. Once you've given away something for free, even if you can't charge for it, with the exception of heroin. Heroin is the one business model where you can give it away for free and then start charging people and it works. Everything else, what happens is that the people, you start giving away something for free and then you want to charge for it and you find that you can't. And these are all these business models that we learned this in the 90s. We learned this in the late 90s. Everyone started giving away all this stuff, figuring, oh, there'll be a business model down the road, and there wasn't. There just wasn't, and all these companies collapsed and it just fell apart. AOL. AOL, right?
Monster, yeah.
Right, all these places, right? They said, we're just going to give it all away for free. We're going to give away ours. Now we're going to start charging for it. And what happened is they got their lunch eaten by other people that came in with enhanced services or people who figured out how to do it for free. Google ate their lunch because they figured, oh, we're going to monetize this in a completely different way. Mm. And AOL is now whatever the hell they are, Time, AOL, Warner, yeah, something, right? You know, off in the
mess.
Back. Yeah, it's sad because those guys, how many people do they actually get online? They got millions and millions of people online.
There were, like, I'm going to guess, they probably had a third of the of whatever space, you know, like people had emails. You know, every third email was at AOL.com,
right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Back in 91 or whatever,
right.
It was.
They couldn't transition. They could not transition.
Yeah. Out. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'm very, very happy that you have started this up with KT. And I see that, how are you going to work the comment section? Have you figured that
right
out
now
yet?
It's approved comments. I think we got a couple of approved commenters. But really, you know, I really don't want a comment swamp. I do not want a comment swamp. We're going to delete bad comments. We're just going to keep it off there. And that's...
It's going to be difficult for you.
Yeah, I know.
You know that. Because if you're taking these kind of stances, you know, you can't...
Right.
I almost feel, it's... What I'm doing is easy, right? Because
right.
We just take the low-hanging fruit and we don't really criticize. You know what I mean? So like... It's rare that we get a barrage of people, but when you're taking a very polar stances, like for example, the one, you know, because you know there's the people that are really hardcore right on the whole school lunch thing.
I know.
And your stance on it was pretty hardline. F you to you.
Yeah, I said F you.
That's exactly
that. These are kids we're talking about, and like, I don't care if their parents are freaking skagged out on drugs. We're talking about kids.
I listen.
I don't need to argue it, but
I'm just saying, like, yeah. For you. So now I'm not talking generally about that, but so now when you put that statement out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
You kind of have to expect.
Oh, I do.
The people on the opposite end of that. So now, would you say to them? As long as you present to me and you're not taking personal shots here, your comment is going to be approved. Or are you going to take the stance where if you don't agree with me, your thing doesn't get approved? Because it's tough.
Right. Well, part of me, because this is an opinion blog, I'm not trying to create a dialogue. I'm not trying to create a dialogue. I'm trying to give people what my views are, and KT's doing the same. We're trying to make people laugh, and we're trying to tell people what the views are. And certainly we're trying to take an opposing position to some of the positions the loud positions that have been taken. But I want people to think. You know, I want people to think about some of this stuff as well. I mean, I think there's moral stances to take. I think, and you know, I'm going to be wrong about some shit as well, which is just how it is. Right? But in terms of some of this stuff, yeah, people are going to come back, and I will shut the comments down. I will shut the comments down.
Well, I think that's what's going to come down to.
And that's because I'm not interested in having like a long-form discussion about stuff. And the way that the comment swamps work, not into it. And I don't want it from the left. I don't want it from the right. I have as much trouble with Michael Cook, who I think is you know, it's like these long, just droning on pieces. And part of me, for some of these nuts, is just learn to write.
Yeah.
For God's sakes. Take a writing class. You know, learn to deliver an argument in a funny and interesting way. But so that'll happen. The other thing, the other path is, and there's a site that I really like called Wonkette. And if you go over there and read it, it's a left-wing site. It's pretty funny. But their style is funny. You'll see how some of the style and some of the stuff that we've kind of borrowed from them, and they borrowed it from other places as well. They take what they do is they have a weekly roundup of it's called a derp roundup, and they take all the stupid stuff that people have said to them all week long, and they turn it back into comedy.
Yeah,
and I feel like Stewart does this as well, pretty well. You know, every time someone like O'Reilly or those people gets on and talks to them about how, you know, well, John Stewart said something today that wasn't quite up to snuff, and then they put that back in their faces.
Right.
So I am very sarcastic. I am pretty quick. You want to get into a smackdown with me, you're going to wind up being a source of comedy. I'm just saying. And that's okay. That's fine. But be ready.
You
might just want to go for my tires. You just want to go for the tires. They're a lot simpler. They're old. I got to replace them anyway. That may be a better way to go.
I just feel this is what I would say. I would say, like, if you're going to have a comment section open, you just may want to think about this as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
I appreciate it.
You either shut it down right off the bat,
yep.
Or accept to be called a hypocrite if you say, I'm gonna call all you people assholes, but you're not gonna approve my comment when I call you an asshole
Start
back.
Start your own blog.
I hear you.
I believe Jim Dowd's asshole is still available. I think you should start a Jim Dowd's an asshole blog.
I mean,
you have to fight with all my ex-girlfriends. I think there's a pin war going on right now.
For that URL.
Yeah, the URL. Yeah, I think the .net is available.
.xxx.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I am a huge fan, and I am very excited. I already put you in the blog role in the right hand column of Good Morning Gloucester, and I'm just I may not agree with everything you have to say, but I'm one of, hopefully most people get that you don't have to agree with everything,
right.
But you don't have to lose your shit when you don't agree with somebody either.
But this is the thing, we've gone to this point now. We can't even have these discussions anymore because no one's gonna. And I'm not trying to create a forum where we talk about our issues and our problems. I'm just saying, look, this is my opinion. I'm a nice guy, and I have an opinion, maybe different from yours. You're a nice, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean
yeah.
We can argue it out. We can hash it out. We can beat the crap out of each other. I don't care. But it's not like we don't have value as people, right? Anyway, that's the thing. I appreciate it. I want just to let you know, any stuff you see on there you want to pour over to the blog that's like less, not controversial or just feels like it's more Good Morning Gloucester content, feel free to shove it over there. And if you got stuff you want us to talk about, we're always up for a topic. Like, you got to talk about this or you got
to. Well, I'll be happy to send this MP3 over to you so you can use it on the clam as well.
Thanks, dude.
James, thanks so much for coming in. This is a lot of fun. I expect exponential growth in your viewership right off the bat. I mean, and I haven't said that about a lot of sites that I've seen. But like, if I could invest in the clam, if I could be if there was a monetary thing that I could invest in the clam, I would be your first investor.
Appreciate it.
If I don't know what else can I say? How else can I endorse this more?
And GMG was our inspiration, so that's what got it all going.
All right, my brother.
Hi,
for James Dowd, this is Joey Schumatauer, another Gloucester cast in the books.